Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. Before we get into the reading, I just want to mention that I do have a few new services available, a couple new offerings. I'm going to leave the information in the description box below. You can click on the link and, again, read more into it to see if it's something that speaks to you. Also, this, of course, is a general reading, so if you would like a personalized reading, then of course, book some time with me and we'll take a deeper dive into your own personal energies. Okay, so as always, first we're going to look at the energy for the collective. And remember, when I say collective, that includes you, that includes me. We're all part of the collective. So when I go over the collective energy, it's energy that has the potential to influence us individually as well as collectively. So it's actually really important information. So first I'll go through that for August, and then I will get into the specific life path forecast. Let's go ahead and get started. So we are looking at August 2021, and August ushers in a 13-4 cycle. So this is a four universal energy. So collectively and individually, we could all feel the influences of this energy in a myriad of ways. 13-4 energy, there's so much I can say about this energy, so I'll try to keep this as brief as possible, but there's just so much potentially to come in this month, so I want to make sure you're aware of it. So 13-4 energy is the vibration of the divine feminine and Mother Earth, okay? So kind of keep that in mind as we move through this reading. The divine feminine, of course, being an energy. It doesn't matter if you're male or female, we all have divine feminine and divine masculine energies from within. And there's also those divine feminine and divine masculine energies without. So just kind of keep that in mind. But 13-4 energy is the vibration of the divine feminine and Mother Earth. So at its core, this energy is very intuitive, very nurturing, and receptive energy. However, it's very nuanced in its layers, and you sort of need to sift through those layers to reach that vibration. And so what I mean by that is, think harmony through chaos or harmony through conflict. So yes, this is a very nurturing and supportive, beautiful energy, but it's also a bit of sort of tough love at first. This 13-4 energy will, in one way or another, show us exactly where our mess is and insist that we take responsibility for it and clean it up before we can essentially move forward. So it's like needing to do our chores first before we can go outside and play. So if there are deeds left undone within your life or faults within the foundation, this energy will highlight those areas and really push you towards sort of making the appropriate adjustments so that you don't remain in an unhealthy cycle. So this is a very practical, real-world, grounded energy. We are all sort of really looking at the tangibles here. Relationships, career, actions, material goods, resources, laws, belief systems, structures, including our own personal structure, i.e. our body, mind, and spirit, right? So during a 13-4 cycle, we're really being faced with the polarities of our own personal experience, and we're being asked to find our own harmonious center within those polarities. So you may see things surface this month personally as well as on the global stage that, again, are those polarities, and we're being asked to find that center. So when you're faced with some kind of polarization that makes you feel off kilter or out of sorts energetically and physically, that is an indicator for you to work on finding the balance that equalizes the energy for you, Okay, you don't have control over the external, but you do have control over finding your own center and sort of internalizing and realizing what that feels like for you. And yes, you're probably going to fall off that, you know, from that center many times, right, as you move forward. But at least you'll have an understanding of what that center feels like, and you can continue to find your way back to it. Finding your center will be personal for you and unique for every person, right? So it may take a little bit of trial and error, but basically that's where the work lies and where the energy is trying to steer you towards. So figuring out where that center is for you, okay, that's the work. So the nurturing, intuitive, loving, harmonious energy of this 13-4 cycle resides within that center space. So when you find that center, that's what's waiting there for you, right? And so, like I said, yes, we fall, you know, on either side of that center, sometimes well beyond that center, many, many times throughout our lifetime, and as we continue to progress and move forward and evolve. But it's in finding that center and finding that harmony and that balance and those calm waters that we realize again what it feels like, and then how we start to understand the process of getting back to that center when we start to feel polarized again, okay? And that this 13-4 energy is going to assist you in doing that. So 13-4 cycles can initiate a karmic beginning of some kind or some kind of karmic conclusion. So 13-4 energy can be very karmic, basically. So again, you may see some kind of karmic situation initiated at this time, or some kind of karmic conclusion or ending. So you may find people or experiences entering or exiting your life at this time. If they're entering, then you will begin a cycle of sort of working towards clearing that karmic debt. And the challenges that you face at this time will assist you in that process. If you're ending a karmic cycle at this time, you may see an influx of rewards coming in your way, right? And that person or experience that was involved in that karmic, you know, payment may exit your life, or you may feel the energy sort of shift to where it no longer feels quite so challenging or so much like work. So whether or not you believe in karma, our souls came here for growth and expansion. And the soul contracts that we have with others help to facilitate and at times accelerate that expansion. So you may see a soul contract be initiated or completed at this time. 13-4 energy is incredibly beautiful and supportive energy. I just want to reiterate that, especially in our evolution forward. It will, however, ask us to be very, very honest with ourselves when it comes to finances, resources, relationships, habits, mindsets, actions, and so on and so forth. So anything you've been trying to avoid up to this point could come in front and center of your awareness now to be dealt with once and for all, or at least initiated. And, you know, the beautiful aspect of 4 energy is that you will most certainly, most definitely get out of the experience whatever it is that you put into it. So you get to decide where within your life needs a little bit of tender, loving care, needs some remodeling. This is a perfect cycle to begin, right? These energetic and these physical projects, this is a great energy, a great cycle to start those projects. So one final note I want to make is this is a great cycle to make time to truly ground yourself, to spend extra time in nature, and surround yourself with the many gifts and blessings of Mother Earth. Because again, this is her energy. This is her cycle. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the individual life path forecast for August. Okay, life path 22-4. So, 22s. I pulled an animal spirit card for you all, and you got Sandhill Crane, which is a type of bird. And really what's coming in here with this energy is this feeling like you have been facing some trials and tribulations. You feel like you've been like walking uphill with the sleet and the rain hitting you in the face, and like everything, just like everything you try, you're hit with roadblocks. It just kind of seems like it's been that energy. But you're at like the pinnacle now, like you're at the summit, and there's sort of cause for celebration. It's almost like as you were moving through whatever those trials and tribulations were, obviously it was probably pretty challenging. But now, like that you're at the summit and you can kind of look back and see like what those experiences taught you and what you can pull from those experiences moving forward are actually worth what you had to go through to get here type thing. So it's like just this energy of like cause for celebration, like almost the rewards coming in and you recognizing, okay, I had to go through that in order to get here. It wasn't like it was punitive. It was just like, I was almost like in training to be able to get to this point and now see things differently or more clearly or whatever the case may be. But it's kind of like, I feel like some of those trials and tribulations are going to ease up for you, at least for a little while, right? I mean, life is full of trials and tribulations. It's part of the journey, but I feel like you're going to have a little bit of a reprieve, like a little bit of respite. So enjoy it. But you've definitely earned it. That's the thing. And that's the thing with the 13-4 energy, especially 4 energy that we're in collectively in August, is you do see rewards for the effort you put forth. And I just get this feeling like the effort that you've had to put forth has been very challenging, but you're going to start seeing the rewards from that sacrifice or that dedication, that resilience, whatever, right? So it's actually a really beautiful energy. You can take some time for a breather and like relax a little bit. And again, see how far you've come. So I broke the month down into 4 weeks and we start the week off. It's actually very aligned with Crane's energy because this is energy of like coming out of an emotionally challenging situation and the whole world opening up to you type thing. So I don't know what that challenging situation was for you, but it's almost like you can kind of see it coming to completion. You might still be like a little bit in it. You know what I mean? Like you might still be feeling some of the emotions involved with whatever that was falling away or that completion. But it's like opening you up to something bigger and grander and more expansive, which is really beautiful. For some of you, it might actually be like, it's weird. Like what I'm kind of like feeling is kind of like the restrictions that so many of us have been under with you know, the pandemic and all of that. And so it's like things kind of starting to open up and now we can travel for the most part and that sort of thing. It's kind of like the clouds parting and now all of a sudden it's like things kind of getting back to some kind of normalcy, whatever that means, right? But for you all, I just get this sense that like, again, you were in some kind of emotional struggle or emotional challenge, something that you were emotionally invested in, and you came to the realization that it's time for this to fall away or end or whatever. And it could also be that it was some kind of karmic cycle coming to completion or a soul contract coming to completion. But my point is that within that completion, you now are stepping into something much bigger. You're going to see things just kind of open wide up for you. And this energy of like something global, something very, very expansive, right? Whether it's your greater community, your extended family, or quite literally global, whether it's recognition or traveling or, you know, whatever, or having some kind of an impact on your greater community, regardless of what the scale is, which makes a lot of sense for 22 is because, you know, your master energy, and as you step into that master energy, which of course there's no guarantee that you're going to, but if you continue to do the work and continue to progress forward, you know, you'll eventually step into that 22 energy. And part of that 22 energy is having some kind of a greater impact. So And oftentimes that's very global. And I always sort of use the example of Oprah, because she's a 22-4. And so you see like how her work has had sort of a global impact. So that's your energy in a sense, right? Like having the capacity and the capability of having that kind of impact. So it's interesting. I'm just kind of seeing, like, not saying that's going to happen for each and every one of you at this point in time, but I definitely see something very big coming in for you. But it's like you had to release something that was keeping you small so that you could step into this expansiveness. And I feel like that's going to be sort of highlighted for you. It's either going to be highlighted for you at this time, what needs to end, but I kind of feel like you're stepping out of that. So I feel like you already know what that is. So I feel like you've made the decision and you're committed to stepping out of that at this point. And so what you're stepping into, even though it might not feel like it in this moment or in August, but you'll start to kind of get an inkling. You'll start to kind of plant those seeds. What you're stepping into is much, much bigger and much more gratifying and you'll feel very supported, where in the past, maybe you didn't feel supported. It's like the people and the resources and the things will kind of come to you to work with, right? So that's really powerful. This is really masterful energy. So this suits you all well. Really beautiful. Again, it's how what you do with it and how you harness it. And, you know, 22s often struggle with a lot of self-doubt. And so if this big opportunity is trying to come in for you, but you're kind of pushing it away with self-doubt, then that's something you need to explore. And that's interesting because I'm kind of seeing that sort of energy coming in at the end of the month for you all, which we'll get to. But so it's very possible that sort of at the beginning of the month, you get some kind of indication of what this big thing is or this big opportunity or big idea. And then as we move through the month, you just have to have that awareness of not allowing yourself to fall into that crippling self-doubt, right? Because that's going to hold you back. But we'll get into that in a second. Okay, so second week of the month, this is, again, just really beautiful energy. I feel like that first week, again, is you stepping out and stepping into something much bigger. And then that second week is just a continuation of that energy. So it's like you have this, like, this vision, this goal that you want to attain. You can see it, you can smell it, you can almost feel it, right? You're not quite there yet. This is sort of the inception. This is like the beginning point. But it's like everything you need to make this happen, it's almost as if it's being gifted to you now to be able to utilize those resources, utilize that support, utilize, you know, your own ingenuity to make this happen. But it has the potential to be incredibly fulfilling for you, just emotionally, everything. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be, although 22s are master builders. And so a lot of times that is very practical, physical energy. And so it is like building something within, you know, that the greater community can benefit from. That's usually the way that energy works. However, you know, for some of you, if you're not willing or wanting to fully step into that 22 energy in that kind of capacity, this could also be like choosing to start a family, right? Like bringing another life into the world that could potentially have a greater impact, right? Like you have a child and that child becomes a president or whatever, right? Like, so there's also that energy as well. So if you're thinking about starting a family or something like that, it could very well be that this is a great time to start that process. But yeah, so beautiful, beautiful energy. Again, it just feels like this beautiful gift from the universe. As we talked about too, with this four energy of August and reaping what you sow, I feel like this is going to be that kind of energy as well, where it's like you start receiving these just beautiful gifts from the universe that are just very, very fulfilling and divinely guided. And what you need to remember is this is in direct proportion to the effort that you put forth prior to this, right? So give yourself that credit. It's not like things are just showing up for you just because, although sometimes that happens, but for the most part, this is going to be in direct proportion. But I also see this as like a turning point for you, where it's like you really want to, you have the vision, you have the goal, and now you're getting all of everything you need to make it happen. It's like you get the green light, you're signing the contracts, whatever the case may be. You're getting an influx of clients, you know, whatever it is, or you just get, you get the green light from the universe almost. It's like where the crane was like, you know, where you were like the energy of the crane, where it's like you were climbing that mountain and getting hit with hail and lightning storms and all kinds of stuff. Now everything, you know, opens wide up and the sun is shining and the rainbow's, you know, blaring and it's just birds are singing type thing. And so it's just really, really beautiful energy. And it's there to support you in this movement forward towards this goal that you want to accomplish, whatever that is. Okay, so really first and second week, just incredible energy, just very, very supportive, huge, like just big energy. And so again, however you harness that and work with it. And you know, energy is like fluid. It's not like you can really pinpoint it. So of course, this is just a guideline. It may come in at different times for you, but you know, this is definitely what I'm seeing for 22s at this time. Third week and fourth week, I feel like you're going to have some things to kind of work through. Third week feels more external. Fourth week feels more internal. So third week, you may run up against something where it's like you need to sort of stand your ground, but do it in a way that where like you don't come across as like all-knowing. You know what I mean? Where it's like you're open to other suggestions, you're open to other ideas while also, you know, holding your own vision, like holding that within your heart. And so I think sometimes when, because 22-4 is a very ambitious number, it's a very practical, logical, you know, dedicated energy. And so it's also very intuitive, but anyway, for the sake of this example, you know, it's can be very practical, logical, etc. And sometimes that can come across as lacking a filter, like lacking feeling, lacking emotion, that sort of thing, or not being in touch with your emotions and disregarding what other people sort of have to offer. And I think at this time, what you're going to realize is the more that you can harmonize with others and try to work with others, it's going to help you move forward at a much quicker pace than if you try to do this all on your own. Or if you approach this with the attitude of my idea is best, my idea is right, and there's no fluctuating from that. If you approach it with that kind of attitude, you're going to be very, very limited in your resources and the support in what you need to be able to actually make this happen. Because again, 22 energy has to do with that community influence, that community participation. And if you are trying to be the leader of all, right, and you're not open to those other ideas, then that you're not inclusive of the community at large, right? So there's just this energy around kind of that saying of like, you'll get more bees with honey. Is that the saying? Anyway, I don't know if that's a saying because bees make honey. So anyway, maybe you'll get more bees with flowers. I don't know. Anyway, so the key here is just be really mindful of like your approach. And you might have the intention of like sharing your idea and you're really enthusiastic about it. But other, you know, it might come across as you trying to be the know-it-all and being very rigid in the idea and the action that you want to take, right? And so it's just this call to just be mindful of your rigidity at this time. And, you know, in the end, you get to make the final decision. But the more you can collaborate and include others in the decision, I think you'll see that things start moving forward much easier and much quicker. Okay. So just be mindful of how you're approaching others at this time, especially in a collaborative environment. Okay. Fourth week, this is where we kind of turn more internal. So I'm really seeing like, and this is where I was talking about like whatever comes in for you sort of at the beginning of the month, there's this opportunity at the end of the month for a lot of self-doubt to creep in. And that's really what I'm seeing here. I'm just seeing like this energy around self-doubt, you know, like denial, lack of, you know, feeling worthy, like all those things kind of coming in that people who are meant to do great things in this world often face. And 22s are definitely meant to, you know, if you step into that energy, you're definitely meant to do great things in this world that will affect the community at large. And so I feel like obviously there's a lot of self-doubt that would creep in around that. So I just see it kind of coming in here. And I think what the message is really is just understand that any kind of barriers that you face at this time, for the most part, you know, we always have challenges that come into us from the external and we can't control that, but we can control how we face things and how we participate and what we do with our thoughts, right? Like what actions we take from those thoughts or what actions we choose not to take because of those thoughts. And I think that's where we're here, what we're seeing here. So it's kind of like, just remember that any kind of like barriers that you create, you can dismantle. You know what I'm saying? Like if it's a barrier that's created by the mind, you can dismantle that, whether it's about fear, doubt, whatever. And I think that that's going to be the work around this fourth week. So it's almost like you can see what you want. You have the opportunity to potentially make that happen. But there's a lot of kind of internal struggle going on, and you just need to dismantle that fear, dismantle that, you know, those feelings of unworthiness, and see why you feel that way and how you can overcome it. Because remember, it's like the thoughts create the actions, create the outcome. And it's like we get to choose what thoughts we take action on. So are you going to choose to take action on those lower vibe thoughts? Or are you going to find a way to transmute that energy into something of a higher octave so that you can actually move forward and step into the energy that your soul wants you to step into, if that makes sense? So it's kind of like, I feel like whatever comes in for you around the fourth week, the barriers that are self-inflicted, you have every opportunity, every resource available to you to dismantle those. And it could mean that you need to speak with someone, right? Like work with a healer, work with a therapist, work with a doctor, whatever. It might be that you need to bring somebody in to assist you. But there's definitely something here where anything, you know, your biggest obstacle right now is yourself, is what I'm feeling. And so you need to take a closer look at where you're holding yourself back and then do that work. And this isn't something, you know, you might be like, oh, you've said that before in a previous reading. And I'm probably going to say it a million times in a million more readings, because for 22s, this is something that will sort of, I guess, plague you throughout your journey, because it is such a powerful number. It is such a powerful energy that your soul is trying to prepare you to step into. And so with that comes an incredible amount of self-doubt and fear and all of those things that, you know, the ego tries to protect us with. So yes, you will probably hear me say this again, but at this time, I just feel like it has an opportunity to kind of come in pretty strongly. So just be mindful of it. And if, you know, when it comes in, it's not a bad thing. It's just showing you where, you know, that, hey, this is something that needs to be dealt with. This is something, you know, I talked about this in the intro. 13-4 energy is very honest energy. It's going to show you exactly where you need to do some work, where, you know, there's something that needs to be cleaned up. And so I feel like for 22s, you guys are going to start to see this really very clearly at the end of the month. And it's like, you cannot fully progress forward until you address this, until you work through this. And again, I said, you know, you're probably going to face this throughout your journey, but you'll continue to acquire the tools so that when it pops up in the future, you've got the tools to overcome it much more quickly. So it's not like, you know what I mean? It's not as sort of inhibitive, whatever. It's not as, it doesn't block you as much, right? So anyway, so overall, this is incredible energy this month. Just powerful, huge, big energy this month. The end of the month is still really positive energy. It's just really the universe showing you like where, you know, there might be a little bit of work to do or where things might need to be kind of cleaned up a little bit, but that's, you're totally capable of doing that. That's totally within your, you know, capacity to do. So you just need to choose to take the time and do it. So, you know, really powerful energy this month for you all, 22s. I certainly hope it's a beautiful month for you all, and I'm excited to see what some of you create. So All right, 22s, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I will see you all again soon. Bye for now.